30 years ago today, Argentina invaded the Falkland Islands, leading to a short but bloody war with Britain. Argentina lost, and the islands in the frigid South Atlantic remain firmly under British control. But for Argentines and the roughly 2,000 Falkland Islanders, the future of the islands remains an intensely emotional issue, especially now as Buenos Aires again begins to ratchet up pressure on Britain to give them up. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports.
The ornate Palais de Glass Museum is packed with visitors browsing through a collection of photographs from the Falkland Islands War. The Argentine invasion on April 2, 1982, and the bloody consequences have been forgotten by much of the world. But not here in the Argentine capital, and not by people like Julian Vincent, who came to remember.
Como argentino...
As an Argentine, he says, we feel a profound connection to Las Malvinas, as people here call the Falklands. And he says that Argentina is within its rights to continue struggling to take control of the islands. Argentines are taught in schools that Britain stole the Falklands in 1833, when warships ousted a small Argentine garrison. Foreign Minister Hector Timmerman says the islands are part of Argentina.
We are not going to be complete until the Malvinas come back to Argentina, and we are never going to stop peacefully asking Great Britain to sit down and negotiate with us.
Lately, the pressure tactics have included banning ships with the Falklands flag from ports to urging Argentine companies to cut British imports. And there have been threats to restrict Argentine airspace to commercial flights that service the Falklands from neighboring Chile. The pressure tactics won't work, says Stephen Luxton, who's lived all his life on the islands.
As a remote community, we're used to constraints on links into the islands, and we're good at working around those sort of problems, and that's what we're doing.
Luxton says the islanders consider themselves British.
As a fifth-generation Falkland Islander, I very much think that it's our right to choose our own future. We wish to live here peacefully as a British overseas territory, and we wish to have the right to determine our own future.
As long as that's the case, British Prime Minister David Cameron recently told Parliament, then there's nothing to discuss with Argentina.
The absolutely vital point is that we are clear that the future of the Falkland Islands is a matter for the people themselves. And as long as they want to remain part of the United Kingdom and be part and be British, they should be able to do so. That is
in Argentina, though, it's hard to forget the sacrifices made in the war, which helps explain the attachment people have for the islands. The conflict was short, lasting just 74 days, but had all the features of conventional war.
Note correct!
Artillery fire that pounded Argentine positions, warships sunk by Exocet missiles, aerial dogfights, and amphibious invasions. The loss of life, top 900. Retired Captain Juan Carlos Iannuzzo was there.
Por geografía y por historia nos pertenece.
Because of geography and history, Iannuzzo says, the islands are Argentine. He says Argentina got them from Spain and the English took them away. And Iannuzzo speaks for the majority of Argentines when he says, we want them back. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Buenos Aires.